A healthy wedding ministry needs clarity. You must know what your ministry does, and you must also know what your ministry does not do. This may sound simple, but many wedding ministries become confusing because the minister never defines the scope. One couple wants a ceremony, another wants premarriage counseling, another wants conflict mediation, another wants legal advice, another asks about divorce and remarriage, another wants help with family pressure, another wants you to be their life coach after the wedding. These are real opportunities, but they are not all the same role. A wedding ministry may include officiating, ceremony design, premarriage conversations, prayer, scripture, rehearsal leadership, wedding day presence, follow-up encouragement, and referral to church or soul center care. Those are strong ministry practices, but a wedding minister should not pretend to be everything. You are not automatically a licensed counselor. You are not an attorney. You are not a tax advisor. You are not a therapist. You are not the couple's savior. You are not required to carry every crisis alone. Jesus taught us to let our yes be yes and our no be no. That applies to ministry clarity. A clear scope helps you serve with confidence and humility. Your wedding ministry purpose might say, I help brides and grooms prepare for a Christ-centered covenant wedding ceremony through prayerful conversation, ceremony design, wedding day leadership, and follow-up encouragement. That is clear. Your scope should also say what is outside your role. For example, I do not provide license counseling, legal advice, financial advice, or crisis intervention. When these issues arise, I refer couples to qualified professionals and appropriate pastoral care. That is not weakness. That is wisdom. A common mistake is thinking that saying no makes your ministry less loving. Actually, clear boundaries make love more trustworthy. Couples need to know what you offer, what you do not offer, and when you will involve others. A wedding ministry with clear purpose and scope can bless couples without becoming chaotic. So write it down, pray over it, review it with a pastor or mentor. Let your ministry be clear, biblical, humble, and useful. When your purpose is clear, your service becomes stronger.